I'm a well-being coach. So the difference is with pure coaching, you often find that in business and it's about specific projects, etc. With well-being coaching, it's about the entirety of your life. So it's balancing your life, your business and your well-being. And we do this by taking a snapshot of someone in their life. My niche, my specialism, is overcoming what they call adverse childhood experiences, otherwise known as ACEs. And the reason I specialise in that is I'm a survivor from abuse, but also my accreditation, I'm part of Chrysalis Effect, which is about recovery from chronic illnesses, which is very prevalent in people or adults that have suffered ACE. So although I'm a coach, I offer much more than just one area. I'm also accredited by the ILM, which is the Institute of Leadership and Management. So because I do have a lot of business background behind me, I'm a big believer as well that there are a lot of people within business that are crashing and they're being ill from and being signed off sick due to stress. But this often correlates to historical disclosure of childhood experiences. I started to see the Me Too awareness campaign, and I know initially that it was for women to share about sexual assault, which was great because we're actually starting to talk about it. And it's not just women, it is men as well. And it was good to see some men coming forward. And I've read one or two comments, oh, has it got to a stage you can't even touch someone's knee, etc., etc. And it's like, actually, I don't think it's being talked about enough. So that's why I'd been thinking about it, and it was actually a friend of mine who's also a survivor who suddenly messaged and said she was thinking about doing it and sharing and doing it herself, and she did it, and I said, well, if you do it, I'll do it as well. So she inspired me to finally do it, and I did it, and I have to say I was really surprised at the response that I received. To know that there are other people also stepping out and saying, this is me, this is what happened to me, that does give you courage, yes. That's what gives you the strength to step forward. If someone said they wanted to do it, you know, I'd make sure they were doing it for the right reason and that they had the correct support, but I wouldn't tell them to do it. Yes, there is a flooding of it at the moment, but that's because it's been built up like a dam. For years, people haven't been able to speak about it, definitely not publicly, and suddenly people have been brave enough to actually step forward and say, actually, this has happened to me, and it's released it.